Well, if you've done your homework, then you know who your congressman is. Congressman Louise Slaughter represents New York's 28th District, and she is the ranking member of the House Rules Committee, for which she has my deepest sympathies, because that means she has to work with Duncan Hunter. And she's also in charge of a media investigation. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, which exercises oversight over the executive branch, has agreed to investigate all these paid pundits who are filing newspaper reports to promote Bush policies that just don't work, like Homeland Security, the No Child Left Behind, and the Armstrong-Williams matter, the Medicare thing that they voted on at 3 o'clock in the morning, the war in Iraq, Social Security reform, energy and the environment, a whole host of issues, which now comes to light to find out that the people who are selling you these ideas are on the payroll of the White House, and it's not real journalism at all. And now the attack on PBS, which we've talked about today. So we've invited Congressman Slaughter on the show. We've never met before. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's really nice to talk to you. I've watched you from afar. I'm a C-SPAN junkie, which means nobody wants to be around me when I'm doing it. I do appreciate the work that you do.
Well, that's great. They won't even talk to me about it at home.
Well, I will, and I am in your home. I'm sitting in New York, so I hope people realize. I've told them to find out who their congressman is, because people don't realize they only have one. You know, they don't get it.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway,
you better pay attention because we're going to lose it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, this is really a dark day for PBS. They're doing a fabulous special tonight, and I've given homework out tonight to the listeners.
Yes.
They are to watch Frontline because there's going to be an expose on what they're calling private warriors. But they're not warriors at all. They're mercenaries. And our soldiers are taking the heat for things that they were ordered to do by private contractors, and it's just a disgraceful, disgusting situation where the Republicans scream support the troops, but of course low-level specialists are taking the brunt of all the punishment meted out for things that they did under orders of private contractors. It's just disgraceful, and the media is muzzled. They're silenced. PBS is being moved to the right by this Tomlinson creature.
Yes.
And they're going to move it so far to the right, it's going to look like Fox is fair and balanced.
Well, we won one today, but I think thanks to the bloggers.
Okay, and explain.
Move on. We had a big press conference. We, you know, he's about to appoint this woman who was the co-chair of the Republican Party, and he was going to do it today, and so many people came over and flooded the place, and he got so many blog requests and people, emails from people that they decided not to do it today. I don't know whether he's going to try to sneak it in when nobody's watching. I wouldn't put anything past him. Do your listeners know that he's part of the VOA, Voice of America, and they are talking about outsourcing that to Shanghai?
Well, I will tell you this. My producer, who has a master's degree in journalism, used to work for VOA. And even back then, it had problems of underfunding and things. But she's never seen anything quite like this.
Well, it's an outsourced Voice of America. I mean, this is really bad. But listen, if you want to really talk about these audits, we've been trying to get a Truman Commission-type thing set up.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to know more about it, if they would go to www.iraqaudit.com,
oh, good.
We'll give them all the information they need, and they can help us sign petitions, which we would all appreciate here.
Well, now, I know you're in charge of this media committee that's been set up to look at all the extra PR spending that the Bush administration is doing, and that under Bush, what is it, tripled, you know, something like this, public relations spending?
Absolutely, and we had one committee here that I think spent about 9 times the normal amount of money. The Interior Committee sending out literally propaganda. But propaganda is something I hate. I learned to hate that as a kid because of World War II. And to know that my government is hired guns, to get out there and under the guise of being totally unbiased, telling us lies, just fries my hide. I can't stand it, can't live with it. And I'm so glad the GAO, which is still a government agency that hangs out there and does the right thing, that they are going to study the contracts in about 7 major parts of the government, departments, and they spend about 90% of our money, the ones they're looking at, and do most of the PR work. But they're going to tell us by October 17th how extensive this is. We want to know how they're selected.
Yeah, let's start with the basics.
Okay.
Do we, when we hire a PR firm to sell something to the American people that the administration wants sold, are these contracts entered into with free and fair competition, or is it just cronyism? Is it just people that the Bush administration says to itself they will promote it with all of the lies hidden or all of the warts covered? I mean, is there really a competitive bid process?
We're going to find that out.
Okay.
That's one of the questions that we've asked. How did they award that contract? Who bid for it? But on the face of it, it's the stupid thing to do. They hire somebody with some reputation with the public, or someone who brings you the news or is a talking head on shows all the time, and you assume that they're giving you their personal opinion. But when they're giving an opinion that the federal government paid them to give, it's beyond the pale. And that should not ever happen in a democracy.
Right. So it's basically, if I want your opinion,